Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to Hot Off the Wire, a daily podcast that looks at the top news, business, sports, and entertainment stories as reported by the Associated Press. I'm Terry Lipschitz, managing editor of the National Newsroom at Lee Enterprises and your curator of news. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire through Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss daily news updates. And now the latest headlines.
AP News, I'm Haya Pinjwani. It's the second day of former President Donald Trump's historic criminal trial. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports from the scene.
Jury selection continues here in Donald Trump's hush money trial after no one was chosen on day one. More than half of the 96 potential jurors in the first pool were excused after telling the judge they could not be fair and impartial. Trump has denied charges of falsifying business records to stifle stories about his sex life, including an alleged affair with Stormy Daniels. The judge told Trump to expect to be here every day, which means he'll miss Supreme Court arguments in his presidential immunity case and possibly may miss his son Barron's high school graduation, depending on the pace of the trial. At criminal court in Manhattan, I'm Julie Walker.
AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports that a blaze has broken out at a centuries-old building in Copenhagen, toppling its spire.
A fire has raged through one of Copenhagen's oldest buildings, causing the collapse of the iconic spire from the 17th century old stock exchange as passers-by rushed to help emergency services save priceless paintings and other valuables. The Danish culture minister says it's touching to see how many people lent their hand to save art treasures, one man jumping off his bicycle on his way to work to help in the effort. The fire began on Tuesday morning in the copper roof of the old stock exchange, or spreading to much of the building and the roof, parts of which also collapsed and destroyed the building's interior. The cause of the fires not immediately known. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Part of that audio is courtesy of Sean Coogan. The Supreme Court is allowing Idaho to enforce its ban on gender-affirming care for transgender youth. The law subjects physicians to up to 10 years in prison if they provide gender-affirming care to people under the age of 18. This is AP News.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At a news conference, White House National Security spokesman John Kirby says the House must act on the bill that would provide aid to both Ukraine and Israel at the same time.
We are opposed to a standalone bill that would just work on Israel, as we've seen proposed. We would oppose a standalone bill, yes.
NASA says it's determined the object that crashed through the roof of a Florida home last month.
The debris struck a home in Naples, Florida on March 8th, ripping through the ceiling and tearing up the flooring. NASA recovered the object and took it to the Kennedy Space Center in Cape Canaveral for analysis. The space agency says it was a metal support weighing 1.6 pounds, used to mount old batteries on a cargo pallet for disposal. The pallet was jettisoned from the space station in 21, and the load was expected to eventually fully burn up on re-entry into Earth's atmosphere. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
I'm Haya Pinjwani, AP News.
The Biden administration has reached an agreement to provide up to $6.4 billion in direct funding for Samsung Electronics to develop a computer chip manufacturing and research cluster in Texas. The funding is part of a total investment expected to exceed $40 billion, with much of that money coming from private money. The administration says that the investment will help reach the goal of producing 20% of the world's leading-edge computer chips in the United States by the end of the decade. The first factory is expected to be operational in 2026, the second, 2027, and an existing factory in Austin will be expanded. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A financial filing sends the share price for Donald Trump's media company sinking even lower. As Donald Trump appeared in a New York City courtroom, shares of Trump Media and Technology Group, trading as DJT on the NASDAQ, fell 18% to $26.61. That's about a third of last month's peak price. Analysts say the drop is likely in part due to waning enthusiasm and because the company filed documents that opened the door for the future sale of millions of its shares. But experts are quick to note Trump, his son Donald Jr., and the company's CEO, former lawmaker Devin Nunes, are not allowed to sell their holdings for about 5 months. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Multiple media outlets are reporting that Tesla is planning to lay off about a tenth of its workforce as it tries to cut costs due to dismal first quarter sales. CEO Elon Musk detailed the plans in a memo sent to employees. The layoffs could affect about 14,000 of the 140,000 workers employed by the Austin, Texas company at the end of last year. The New York Times and CNBC reported that Musk cited the need for cost reductions and increased productivity. Tesla sales fell sharply last quarter as competition increased worldwide, electric vehicle sales growth slowed, and price cuts failed to draw more buyers. I'm Norman Hall.
Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas was absent from the court with no explanation.
We will hear argument first this morning in case 23-108.
Before arguments were heard, Chief Justice John Roberts announced Thomas's absence, saying he would still take in the day's cases based on the briefs and transcripts of the arguments. That is sometimes said when a justice is out sick. Thomas did not take part in arguments remotely, which is done when a justice is either sick or can't be there in person. Clarence Thomas is 75 and the longest serving of the current justices. He was hospitalized 2 years ago with an infection and missed several court sessions. Ed Donahue, Washington.
A military review says the Kabul airport suicide bombing that killed American troops during the Afghan pullout 3 years ago was not preventable. The Central Command report refutes assertions by some service members who believed they'd spotted the would-be bomber.
Over the communication network, we passed that there was a potential threat and an IED attack imminent.
Retired Marine Sergeant Tyler Vargas Andrews, who was wounded in the blast, told a House panel last year they did not get permission to take out the would-be bomber. The CENTCOM review says the person he and others believed was the bomber was not. For the first time, the military is identifying the actual bomber as an Islamic State militant whom the Taliban released from an Afghan prison that summer. The Abbey Gate bombing killed 13 U.S. troops and 170 Afghans. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The weapon supervisor for the Alec Baldwin movie Rust has been sentenced to 18 months in prison for involuntary manslaughter in the 2021 death of a cinematographer near Santa Fe, New Mexico. I'm Archie Zaraletta with the latest. Hannah Gutierrez Reed told Judge Mary Marlowe Sommer that while a jury had found her to be at fault, she was not a monster. Sommer says Gutierrez Reed was reckless in her duties, and that led to the death of Helena Hutchins.
You were the armorer, the one that stood between a safe weapon and a weapon that could kill someone.
Audio courtesy of Court TV. Hutchins was killed when Alec Baldwin pointed a gun at her during a scene rehearsal and it went off. Baldwin's trial for involuntary manslaughter starts in July.
The couple who owned the Return to Nature funeral home in Colorado is now facing federal fraud charges for falsely obtaining pandemic relief funding. Federal authorities are now accusing Colorado funeral home owners John and Carrie Halford of using nearly $900,000 in federal COVID relief funding to buy cars, vacations, cosmetic procedures, jewelry, and tuition for their child. That's in addition to collecting $130,000 from families who thought they were paying for burial or cremation services, which allegedly were never provided. It's suspected suspected they were given fake ashes and fraudulent certificates. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Police and forensics officers have remained at the scene as investigations continue on Tuesday into a knife attack at a church in Sydney. Australian police say the incident that saw a bishop and a priest wounded during a church service as horrified worshippers watched online and in person was an act of terrorism. Police arrested a 16-year-old boy on Tuesday after the stabbing at Christ the Good Shepherd Church that injured Bishop Marmari Emmanuel and a priest. Fairfield Mayor Frank Carbone, talking to AUBC Network, described the incident as a terrorist attack on our way of life.
A terrorist attack on Fairfield is a terrorist attack in Australia.
Local resident Ramshin Shamoon expressed his devastation over what had happened.
People are in really heartache since the stuff that happened in Bondi. People still feeling really sad and upset.
I'm Charles Diledesma.
AP Sports, I'm Chuck Freeman. On to the pros for Caitlin Clark. She's headed from the University of Iowa to Indiana after her name was called first in Monday's WNBA draft, correspondent Gethin Kubal reports.
Clark has been selected with the number one overall pick in the WNBA draft by the Indiana Fever. The former Iowa star became a household name among basketball fans during her record-breaking college career. Now she will try to help and revive the Indiana franchise along with last season's number one pick, Aaliyah Boston. Los Angeles took Cameron Brink second and Rakia Jackson fourth. Chicago drafted Camilla Cardoso third and Angel Reese second. Seventh, Dallas selected J.C. Sheldon with the fifth pick.
While in Boston, Cisse Lema of Ethiopia ran alone for most of the Boston Marathon to win in 2 hours, 6 minutes, and 17 seconds. Helen Obery from Kenya repeated as the women's winner. On to baseball and Boston's traditional Patriots Day game. Will Brennan hit a pinch-hit home run, a 2-run blast in the 7th inning, lifting Cleveland to a 6-0 win over Boston. The Baltimore Orioles knock off the Twins in Baltimore, correspondent Craig Heist reports.
Cedric Mullins hit one of three homers on the night and made a spectacular diving catch in the first inning to help lead the Orioles to a 7-4 win over the Twins. Mullins robbed Kyle Farmer, keeping the Twins off the board in the opening frame. His 2-run homer in the fifth was his 4th of the season. Manager Brandon Hyde.
Cedric is a really, really important part of our team, and you know, he's played great center field defense, and I love the way he's swinging the bat the last week. Giving us a huge spark offensively also.
Ryan O'Hearn and Gunnar Henderson also went deep. The Twins got a home run from Jose Miranda. Ryan Jeffers had a three-hit night with 2 RBI. Dylan Tate got the win in relief, his first of the season, while Craig Kimbrell had a 1-2-3 ninth for his 4th save.
Elsewhere in the American League, Texas down Detroit 1-0. It was Mike Trout hitting a 2-run home run, highlighting a 5-run 8th inning, and the LA Angels knock off Tampa 7-3. Chris Bassitt pitched into the 7th inning, leading Toronto past the New York Yankees 3-1, and Kansas City beat the Chicago White Sox 2-0. In the National League, the New York Mets are at the 500 mark after an 0-5 start. They've won 8 of 11. The Mets down Pittsburgh 6-3. It was San Diego 7-3 over Milwaukee. Philadelphia edged Colorado 2-1. San Francisco 4-3 over Miami. Washington down the LA Dodgers 6-4. And in 11 innings, the Chicago Cubs get by Arizona 3-2. Interleague play, terrific pitching leads Atlanta to a win over Houston. Correspondent Adam Spillane reports.
5 Braves pitchers combined to allow 1 run on 7 singles in a 6-1 win over the Astros. Darius Vine started the game for Atlanta, and he struck out 4 while surrendering a first inning run in his first start of the 2024 season.
That lineup is really good from 1-9. Just being able to execute and, you know, get them to chase my pitches and get them to swing and get out. So, I mean, it felt amazing.
Austin Riley finished 3-for-5 with an RBI for Atlanta, while Ronald Acuna Jr. added 2 hits and a run scored. Jose Altuve improved his batting average to .403 after collecting 3 hits for the 3rd straight game.
St. Louis down Oakland 3-1. Seattle bombed Cincinnati 9-3. In the NHL, the New York Islanders clinched a playoff spot in the Eastern Conference, as Dave Ferry reports.
The Islanders are in the Stanley Cup playoffs for the 5th time in 6 years following a 4-1 victory over the Devils. Islanders head coach Patrick Waugh.
Very, very, very proud. I mean, they played some very good hockey down the stretch, and they were resilient. They worked together. I mean, I think we learn how to win.
Kyle Palmieri and Brock Nelson each had a goal and an assist for the Isles, who will finish third in the Metropolitan Division and take on the Hurricanes in the first round. New York took control when J.G. Pageau and Palmieri scored 4.5 minutes apart late in the first period. Kyle McLean also scored, and Semyon Varlamov stopped 22 shots to help the Isles improve to 7-0-1 in their last 8 games. The Rangers have wrapped up the President's Trophy in the Metropolitan Division title with a 4-0 shutout of the Senators. Jack Roslovich opened the scoring 6 minutes in.
Feels good. Any way I can help contribute. I was joking with Wenny. I said they couldn't do it without us. So, it's just a special time to be able to come in and, be a helping hand.
Adam Fox added a shorthanded goal in the second period. Both goals assisted by Chris Kreider. Artemi Panarin notched his 49th goal in the third period. Red-hot Igor Shesterkin turned back 26 shots in his fourth shutout of the season and 15th of his career.
Minnesota defeated Los Angeles 3-1. Edmonton destroyed San Jose 9-2. Buffalo over Tampa 4-2. The Washington Capitals kept their playoff hopes alive, as Geffen Kubal reports.
Charlie Lindgren and the Capitals still have playoff hopes following their 2-0 win over the Bruins. Lindgren needed to make just 16 saves against a Boston team that could have clinched the Atlantic Division with a win.
Probably one of our best games of the year, honestly, and love to see it. So enjoy it tonight, and then obviously, you got to be 100% ready to go tomorrow.
Lindgren earned his 6th shutout of the season, making John Carlson's goal stand up before Nick Dowd added an empty netter. Carlson tallied 12 minutes into the first period. The outcome currently leaves the Caps and Red Wings tied for the second wildcard spot in the East with 1 game remaining.
The Pittsburgh Penguins get a season-saving win over Nashville, correspondent Josh Rountree reports.
Behind Sidney Crosby's 42nd goal of the season, the Penguins topped the Predators 4-2. Crosby added an assist as Pittsburgh kept its playoff hopes alive.
Obviously, we need some help, but, given the position we were in a few weeks ago, I think we would have taken this opportunity, so hopefully we get some help.
Erik Karlsson, Riley Smith, Emil Bennstrom scored, and Alex Nedeljkovic made 28 saves for the Penguins, who are a point out of the East's final wildcard spot with 1 game to go. Gustav Nyquist and Philip Forsberg scored for Nashville. Josh Rountree, Pittsburgh.
Detroit beat Montreal 5-4 in OT. Chuck Friedman, AP Sports.
I'm Terry Lipschitz, thanking you for listening. Audio provided by the Associated Press. Music is by SkillCell and provided through Pixabay. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss an episode.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.